Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Lamed Dalet, Psachim 34a, pagination page 67, but we will start from the facing page. So we're on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis 33b, pagination 66, towards the bottom. The Gemara over here introduces a concept called Takola, which is like an entrapment, a case where you're set up for possible failure, and we don't like that. We don't want to set things up that there's a good chance, a reasonable chance, that something will go wrong. Counting up from the bottom of the page, about 11 lines at the beginning of a line, Amale Abaye, Abaye said, Umichai shinan letakolo. Is it true that we're worried about takala, about the possible fallout? V'atanya, I'll give you a case where it seems like we're not concerned. And what will emerge from this Gemara is that we're not concerned because we took certain remedies to make sure that a fallout would not occur. This is the quote that Abaya used. Madlikin v'pasar v'shemen shal truma shenitmes. You're allowed to burn bread or oil of truma that became tamei. So the rule by truma tamei is that you burn it and you're allowed to benefit while it's burning. But on the other hand, you're leaving truma tamei around for a long period of time. Something bad can happen. Eating it, something bad might end up happening over here, and we're allowing you to leave around shemen, as Rashi points out. Oil does not get used up in one sitting. This is a long time that we're allowing you to keep the truma tamei, and we need to understand, if you're worried about takala, how you could allow such a thing. Omar lei, and the response was, pas zorek le ben ha'etzim. The bread gets thrown between the wood, and it does not appear edible to anyone at that point. Shemen, shel teruma, and when you have the oil and you're leaving it for a long period of time, you want to make sure that no one eats it. Romele bikli ma'us, you put it into a disgusting vessel. In other words, something that's not food compatible, and therefore no one would eat it from there, but they would proceed to use it for lighting. Gufa, we just told you, madlikim bepasav v'shemen shel truma shenitmes, that you could use the bread and oil of the truma that became tamei. Abaye omer shmei dechizkev, Rava omer devei Rabbi Yitzchak bar Marsa, omer Rav Huna, lo shenu ela pas. This only applies to bread, because bread, you could throw it between the wood, and no one will go eat it. Avochiti lo. But kernels of grain do not have that rule. And if you wanted to use them as fuel, you'd have a problem. Shema yavalu de takala. We're worried that a person might come to eat them because the kernels have like a shell the way they're encrusted. And they don't get dirty. They could be rinsed off, wiped off. And no one would realize that there's something wrong with them. You're not allowed to keep them without properly disposing of them, because if you leave them around, they might get misused, and it's truma tamei, it's not allowed to be eaten. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu chiti. Rabbi Yochanan says, even the wheat kernels are fine to leave around. Why aren't you worried that a pitfall will result? Kida Amar Ravashi. Ravashi explained that Rabbi Yochanan was only allowing it in a specific case onto today's daf, bishaliksa umeisa, you cook it and it becomes disgusting, it would not be edible, you toss it among the wood, the firewood, no one's going to eat it from there after it's been cooked and discarded. Hachanami bishaliksa umeisasa, same thing over here, that's what's happening. You cook it, it becomes objectionable, and that's why we're not worried that anyone's going to eat it. Where was Rav Ashi's statement made that you cook it up in order to make it something that someone would not eat, because you've broken that outside shell, weakened it, and therefore it gets dirt adhering to it, it becomes objectionable. Ahad Amar Rav Avin Bar Rav Acha Amar Rav Yitzchak Abashal Gavol Shal Beis Rebbe Haya. Abashal was the kneader in the house of Rebbe. Vayumechamen lo chamen bechitin shal truma tameya lalosh b'am isa b'tayra. And they used to give him truma tameya in order to fuel the pot, to heat up. Amai, and they wondered, Nechash dem asal b'ahin l'day takala, why aren't you worried that this food that's being left as fuel would come to be eaten? Amar Ravashi b'shalikso mi'isasa. Ravashi gave the answer that it was cooked up, and therefore it's disgusting, and there's no takala that we have to be concerned with. Okay, so we have a concept of takala. We don't leave things around which could result in someone eating what they're not supposed to eat. Someone using something in a way that they wouldn't be supposed to use it. That's takala, leaving it around. We have this concept, by the way, in a more global application. The pasuk says, "Al tashkin ba'olecha avla." Don't leave something that could result in bad things happening from it. So we learn from there, for example, you're not allowed to leave a shtar parua, a document that has been paid up, leaving it in the file as if it's not paid up, because either you or your child could end up coming across that document and trying to demand payment a second time. You have to mark canceled. You have to somehow make it clear so that something is not laying us up for a failure. Not allowed to leave a puzzle pair of tefillin lying around, a puzzle sefer Torah lying around without an indication that it's in fact puzzle. There's a fascinating shiloh which exists regarding leftover oil from the menorah. So we're talking specifically, to keep the case really straightforward and simple, we're talking the actual oil that was allocated for the mitzvah. Let's be real specific, for the half hour of the mitzvah. And for some reason it didn't burn. That oil retains a level of Kedusha and is not allowed to be used for other purposes. So the question which is presented in Hilchas Chanukah, Simen Tofresh Ayin Zayin, is, Mishneh Berurah mentions, Sifkat and Yud Tes, at the end of the Simen, are you allowed to leave that oil that's left over for next Chanukah? And the Mishneh Berurah says, no, Dechayshinan Letakala, because we're worried that there'll be a pitfall. You're laying people up for doing the wrong thing. You're going to have a bottle of oil, leftover oil, and in the course of the year, a person will go ahead and use it for cooking or for lighting, something that you're not allowed to benefit from this kadosh oil. It's meant for Ner Chanukah. So the Mishneh Berurah continues and wonders, what would happen if you would leave it in a kli ma'us, in a disgusting vessel? We mentioned in the very beginning of this Gemara that one solution would be to leave the oil in a disgusting vessel, something that's appropriate if you're just going to burn it, but would not be food grade. And that's how you make sure that no one's going to eat it. And the Mishneh Berurah points out, by way of response, that that would not work here, because the prohibition of using the Ner Chanukah oil is not only on eating it, but even on lighting with it. And therefore, even a klimaus is not really going to solve your problem to make sure that it is not going to be used. There is a case of takala that's worthy of mention that can be sidestepped. The Shach in Simen Sadi Aleph Sif Katan Gimel in Yoredeya mentions that there's a case of Basar Tzonein, meat that's cold, that came into contact with some sort of non-kosher plate, for example, a case where it would have to be rinsed off before you're allowed to use it. So the case over there says that you're not allowed to do that contact or leave it around after the contact was made without rinsing it off. But the Shach adds that's only if the meat we're dealing with is cooked meat, because it's not normal to wash off cooked meat before you use it. So therefore, since this needs to be rinsed off because it came into contact with some sort of non-kosher, you got to rinse it off right away. You got to rinse it off now. You can't leave it around because someone's going to eat it without realizing it needs to be rinsed off. But if the meat that came into contact was meat that was basar chai, raw meat, and it's normal to rinse off raw meat before it's used, so then you don't have a problem of takala, because the normal usage of your situation is going to lead to everything being resolved. It's for sure going to get rinsed off. Who uses raw meat without rinsing it off? But in the other cases where leaving things around unaddressed would result in takala, so as we mentioned, that's a concern, and that should be addressed so that you're not laying somebody up for a possible failure. Yasher Koach, have a great day.